Okay, so the learning today should be a schuss ilan ishma sadir chav v'chaim b'loza ben shem shenari as well as a schuss for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. Is it a schuss for a fuhr shlema for Chaim Doiv ben Minarachol, Chanaliyah ben Shein Derachol, and Abadati ben Perel, well, as a schuss for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So, we are starting the topic of Haggadah. There's two aspects for Haggadah. First is Agadita, what we're supposed to take away, and what's the point of learning Agadita Gemaras. So that we're going to get into. But when he goes into the Haggadah itself, so that we're going to skip, and I'll put a place marker there. And Emir Tzashem, when it's before Pesach, we can come back and learn. But he talks about the proper intent, the night of the Seder, and the proper intent when reading the Haggadah, and I didn't feel it was so relevant for us to learn that in the middle of the summer. So let's begin on page 646. He says like this: Zu achas mi'advarim ha'ma'ilim derech skula. Learning Agadita is one of those things that helps in a skula. Lechali pesha lahasim chatos, basically to end averis, to push away and remove a chetim that we've done. Kishachacham yoishev ederish bedivrei hagada. When a tamachacham learns Agadita, and then va'imer kaddish, and then he finishes and he says kaddish va'inen achrav amen yesh mirabah, and then the people afterwards say amen yesh mirabah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moichel Avonoseihem Shel Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel Kal Yisrael of the Averos, Kach Amru Chazal. And that's why there's a unique power that you have Agadita together with Amen Yehesh Meirabah. He says, Uvavadai Shezeu Im Yaktim L'Scharit Ala Avon. Obviously, a person has to feel bad about what he did. You don't just get a clean slate, wipe away Averos without feeling bad. So obviously, you have to have Charata, the Kabbalah Lov L'Shtadah Shel Yashavai L'Kisal Asas Resha, and you have to take upon yourself that you're not going to do it in the future. But Gam Hashem Noisei Avon Va'ever HaPesha. If you do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pardon the Avera and overlook the Pesha. And aside from this, you have to listen to the Divrei Agadita with a certain interest, a certain level of interest, a certain fondness, he calls it. Like you're intently listening. And when you answer Amen Yehesh Mirabah, you have to say it with Kavanah. Then you create a great pleasure for your creator. That the world endures on the Amen Yehesh Mirabah that's said after Agadita. So there's this special special skula that he's telling us. That when you learn Agadita, and I'm assuming it's because there's powerful lessons included and hidden in Agadita. And when you learn it, and then you follow it up with a Amen Yehesh Mirabah, so it's like a solid Musar Seder, followed by Amen Yehesh Mirabah, and that has a special skula to wipe away Averis. So more than, so it should change our mindset when we come to Agadita Gemaras. Instead of sitting back, we should lean forward, and we should be intent and loving, you know, lovingly listen to the words of the Agadita, even if we don't fully understand it, he's going to tell us, even if we don't fully get the deep meaning, but we should still listen anyway, and we should try to answer Amen Yehesh Mirabah afterwards. And even though we don't properly, we're not able to properly have intent while performing this mitzvah, the actions will establish for us, Hashem will provide what's good and give us forgiveness. And therefore, so why do we say Reb Chananya ben Akasha Omer? So many people will say, well, I don't learn Agadita every day. But you say Reb Chananya ben Akasha. Why do we say Reb Chananya ben Akasha followed by Amen Yehesh Mirabah? G'day lo emar kadosh al milsad Agadita. Because Reb Chananya ben Akasha is Divrei Agadita. So we have the Divrei Agadita followed by the Amen Yehesh Mirabah. So every time you have Reb Chananya ben Akasha, it's a wonderful opportunity to get mechila for all your averes. Lovingly listen to the words of the Mishnah, Reb Chananya ben Akasha, answer Amen Yehesh Mirabah with Kavana, and feel bad for the Averis you did and have in mind that you don't want to do them anymore. And boom, a easy way, a wonderful way to get a Kapara. Hine Nikra Agadita. Now, the reason that they're referred to it as Agadita, Al Shehu Maishech Liboy Shel Adam, because they move and inspire a person. V'humi Lashan Nageid V'Nafek Min Kadamahi. The word Agadita is from the word nugget, which means to pull, as in the pasuk v'nafek min kadamahi, that it was flowing from before him. Whatever a pasuk in Daniel. B'chol divrei hagada heimaleim etzayrus liyir aliyavas Hashem. That all teachings of Agadita are filled with inspiration to bring a person to love and fear Hashem. Say Olaman me Agadazu. Go and learn from this teaching. Shaimer Shiratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakas as Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to confer merit on Klal Yisrael Lefika Cherbalem Tara Mitzvahs. He wanted to give us opportunities to do Tara Mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave us an abundance of Tara Mitzvahs. Zu Ava Gedar Levitav Gedar Shein Kamaya. So if you properly think about this, you realize this is the greatest love that Hashem could possibly show us, and the greatest good like no other. And this is true of all Agadita teachings. That if you contemplate, when you put your mind to it, to think about it, you will understand, you can learn from Agadita some of the greatest teachings of Musar and Yiras Hashem. And even the difficult ones. That they told us that don't even bother with the regular pshat, because the pasha pshat you can ignore because it doesn't seem to make sense. But the teaching is on a much deeper level. Rak kivnoi behem rabbeinu zecharnu levracha leremes haroimes halacha eresh milvad shetzafon ben sisrei terev agados heinein sodes. Except that Chazal only intended these stories as allusions to hint at the hidden meaning. Meaning that there's lessons that we can learn from them. Besides the fact that the secrets of Torah, the essence of Torah is hidden within them, as all, he says, Agadas Hein Ein Sodes, all Agadita contain secrets of Torah. Ukvar Azhara Shemanu, and that's why we have a warning, because it's secrets of Torah, we have a warning, Shalei Lomar V'Shalei L'Hagin Agadah Tumua B'fnei Am Ha'aretz, not to relate a difficult teaching of Agadita in the presence of an Am Ha'aretz, Sheyizbar Shehi Kipshuta, because he's going to take it at face value. It's not going to make sense. He's going to run with the pashup shot. And the other, the halakha divrei chazal, chas v'shalom, he's going to make fun. He's going to mock. He's going to disparage the words of chazal. He's going to say they make no sense. He says, if you're going to learn Agadita with other people, you have to teach them the lessons that it contains. Not everyone is capable of pulling out the lesson that is contained therein. So there's a special school that we learned today about Agadita Gemaras, that Agadita Gemaras have the ability to bring about a complete slicha and kapara for averus. How? By listening to the Agadita, liking, having a fondness for the words, and afterwards saying Amen Yesh Mirabo. And that's why we say Rav Chananya ben Akasha, because that's words of Agadita followed by Amen Yesh Mirabo. And then he explains that Agadita itself contains esoteric lessons of life, lessons of ruchnius, lessons of avodas Hashem. And that's why there's a lot of Agadita that goes beyond our comprehension, because it's secrets, and taken at face value doesn't seem to make sense. And that's why you have to be careful who you learn it in front of. And if you're learning it for a purpose, because you want to teach someone, then you have to make sure they get the real understanding of it, because otherwise there's a lot of people that are not able to learn the lesson, the davar mitach davar, that you're trying to bring out with the divrei agadah. Okay, so as I mentioned before we started, we're going to skip now to the tomorrow. We're going to skip to the next topic. We'll put a place marker by Haggadah and Amir Hashem of Lideder before Pesach. If I remember, we'll come back and we'll learn about the halachas, or at least what he has to say about the Haggadah, about the Seder night.